USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump picks Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to become the acting defense secretary to replace James Mattis. Shanahan starts January 1st. Now, this is much earlier than the departure date of February 28th that Mattis mentions in his resignation letter. Mattis resigning after President Trump decides to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. President Trump on Twitter saying of Shanahan, Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously at Boeing. He will be great! Exclamation point. And we are still in the midst of a partial government shutdown, the Senate out till Thursday. President Trump staying in Washington instead of heading to Florida for Christmas. He refuses to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Devastation in Indonesia after a tsunami kills more than 200 people, more than 800 hurt as the wave of water washes over beaches without warning. Scientists believe a volcanic eruption and undersea landslide causing it, many people still missing.
An underwater landslide caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatau volcano sent a wall of water described as 10 feet tall across Indonesia's Sunda Strait without an alert. Warning buoys are positioned to alert residents of tsunamis caused by earthquakes and underwater tectonic plate boundaries, but this eruption happened in close proximity to the shoreline. I'm John Clemens.
An Indonesian pop band called Seventeen performing near the beach when the tsunami slams into the stage Saturday night. Two band members killed, four others missing. The lead singer telling CNN through a translator,
I just wanted to say that our bass player, Benny, and our manager, Oki Wijaya, passed away.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A health warning to tell you about. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, warning about ground turkey meat. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA Radio Entertainment News now, the King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a Magical Nanny. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. Paramount's Bumblebee, the next installation of the Transformers franchise, nabbed $21 million in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.